SBS Radio.
It's a great pleasure to have today someone we already had on SBS Radio, but when he was part of Hey Rosetta, it's Tim Baker. Hi, Tim, how are you?
Hi.
It's really great to speak to you again because I've been following you since I've discovered you doing the first part of the concert for the Jezebels at the time, if my memory serves me right, and then you're coming back as a solo item now.
That's right. Yeah, that was a few years ago, eh?
I know, but I remember, and I got all your albums. That's why you know.
Oh, lovely.
You know, there's a couple of songs that are still, and our listeners know this. There's a couple of songs that are still on rotations on from the Seeds album on our playlist.
Oh, go on, lovely. Okay, great.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So today it's a solo album. Can you talk to us about what was the journey for you to launch yourself as a solo artist?
Well, it was a long sort of searching journey. We decided that we were going to close the door on Hey Rosetta, indefinitely. Not that we'll never play together again, but that we're not going to play together again for a while. And it was an interesting time because he spent a lot of time on the road, sort of dreaming about, spent a lot of time in the back seat of the van, kind of dreaming about what you could do with your life differently, with all your potential. But I didn't really, you know, part of me was like, oh, maybe I could do something different. But I knew that there was nothing else really for me. I can't really stop writing music and wanting to make it and wanting to sing it for people. So, and I had lots of songs over the years. I've been thinking about doing a solo record for a long time. And I had sort of just gathered tunes over the years that didn't really fit certain Hey Rosetta albums. And so I thought this was a pretty opportune time to try my hand at that. But I ended up not using hardly any of those songs. It's almost all brand new songs. And so I took about a year and a half, just writing. And I wrote like plenty more material than I needed. But I don't know. Hey Rosetta kind of happened by accident almost. You know, we were just a band that had no idea anyone was really going to care. I had no idea that it was going to grow like it did. And we just sort of made music for the sake of it and never really like decided beforehand what we were going to sound like or what the image was or anything. You know, it's just Newfoundland is a bit that way. It's just there's no one's going to discover you. It's a tiny little place. So you just got to do what you do. But now, of course, I've been in the game for 12, 13 years. And I know how important it is, when people want to know what you sound like, then you need to have an answer, and you want to be somewhat cohesive of an artist stylistically. And so, yeah, it was a long process trying to find out what my voice is as a solo person and how it kind of differs from what all the work that I did with Hey Rosetta. Yeah.
So driving into this interview this morning on my scooter, I promised myself we're not going to talk too much about Hey Rosetta because I'm interviewing you today. So let's talk about this new album. So you mentioned how long it took you to make it, but in terms of selecting the songs, was it hard because you were on your own, or did you have to share this with family, friends, and staff around you as well to make that decision?
Yeah, I did a bit. I mean, I certainly, part of me was very excited about all the freedom of doing it alone. You know, I did the vast majority of it. Well, I did all the writing alone. I did a lot of like pretty in-depth demoing alone. And I enjoyed that a lot. But I did sort of find myself, I could get a little dizzy sometimes almost with the freedom, sort of like not know which way is up and what's great and what's garbage. And it's hard when you have not a lot of context or opinion. So I would occasionally reach out, but I definitely felt the lack of the band in that respect. But eventually, after I sort of had enough material together, and figured out what it was going to be. I ended up getting my good friend Marcus Takan to produce it. He produced the last two Rosetta record as well, and he helped me with song selection quite a bit. And my longtime manager Jason, who I'm working with still, weighed in. And I sent it to a few friends, and it's helpful. But it's like that classic thing when you ask someone for advice, but you only really want to hear what you want to hear. You only take the advice that you want to take. But there was lots of different opinions, so it wasn't really that helpful in terms of getting direction. But it was nice in terms of getting a validation, I guess. Everybody, while they all had different favorites, they were all sort of agreed that it was very good. And that's easy to lose when you're just by yourself in the darkness, kind of.
And I guess it's the same thing to decide Dance is going to be the single out, or was that track standing out from the rest of them, and as a first track solo on your own officially?
Well, that song, I think, was probably the first song that I realized was going to be on the record and it really helped shape what the rest of it kind of could be. I wrote that song and sort of immediately thought this is a song that I really love and would love to sing for a long time. And so we put that together in the very first session of the recording, and that helped. Yeah, it helped. That like really dry drum sound, really dry sort of like plastic Ono kind of 70s drum sound, and the sort of gained up Neve strip guitar solo thing really helped. And just the piano trio, the very 70s kind of understated piano trio, helped shape what was to come and what I sort of, I really connected with the way that track turned out. So it felt only right that it was going to be the first single, and especially because in a way it almost seems like an invitation to the listener to come join me again for some more fun.
and therefore you're hitting the roads, or you've already probably hit the road, but on a few dates now. You are touring North America, and how is it to confront that, I'm not gonna say confront, might be a wrong word, but to showcase your stuff on your own in front of a whole crowd? How do you feel when you step on stage? Is it still a bit different?
Well, I've done a few different things now since I started with. So I did a tour last year completely solo and basically without any amplification in alternative sort of venues, a lot of people's homes and some, you know, bookstores and music stores and art galleries, and just sort of wanted to reconnect with the really simple art of just playing a song, a stripped down song without any effects or anything, or early arrangements. So I did that for a few months last year, and also used it to kind of road test some of the songs and see if they were strong enough just with just themselves in their most the rawest kind of form. But now I've put a band together. The record very much sort of, except for a couple, there's probably three or four songs that are pretty much just me, but the vast majority of the record is a band, and so I got a band put together now. And so it feels a bit different. It feels a bit different because it's all under my name. But very, very, very excited to be out with the band again, and we've been having a lot of fun so far.
Okay, that's cool. And then one last question. Are we going to see you in Australia anytime soon?
I certainly hope so, yeah. We don't have any hard dates yet, but we are definitely planning to come down there. I mean, it was pretty daunting to get all seven of us in here, Rosetta, down there. Even though we managed to three times over the years, but definitely myself, much easier to get down there. And I have I have the will, because it was a lot of mobilizing, a lot of people to consider when you have seven people in your band. But for myself, I'm ready to go. I've got my bags packed. I'll go tomorrow in case you want. It's snowing, snow on the ground here in Toronto this morning. So so I'm ready. but we definitely will be coming down. Yeah, I can't wait actually.
Yeah, that's awesome news. Tim Baker, thank you for joining us. Thank you for having some time for SBS Radio today.
Thank you, Crystal. Thank you very much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.